This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour two on a Friday of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And it is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
It's just in.
Not My Beat.
And it is my pleasure today to welcome back to the show our pal Evan Washburn, sideline reporter from CBS, who just wrapped up out in Ashburn, all the production meetings, got to meet with everybody of importance out there. Evan, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Good to be with you, buddy.
Always great to have you. Always great to chat. Always great to see you, Ian, and Charles on the call for a game this weekend. And I'm just curious, like, dealing with the Commanders. Obviously, last year, the ownership had changed. Things had started to change. But just in general, dealing with the Commanders this week and today compared to years past and your experience covering this team, how different was it?
I think night and day wouldn't be overly dramatic. I mean, vibes are strong, man. I mean, it's a real thing. I'm sure I'm not the first one to bring that up when referencing the atmosphere over there in Ashburn. The building's the same, and a lot of things look the same. But, yeah, the energy, and let's be real, a lot of that has to do with the performance, the results. But I think terms like culture get thrown around a lot, but you can feel it when you walk through there and you talk to whether it's a Dan Quinn or an Adam Peters or players, but also support staff. And those people sometimes are more impactful in terms of giving you a sense of the real feeling than the people that are stars on Sundays.
I do, before we dive back into kind of some of those conversations and things you picked up, you're a Baltimore-based guy, and I'm just curious what the reaction was in Baltimore this week to the game last weekend, because we've spent a lot of time this week talking about how great Baltimore is very clearly, but hey, Washington showed that they belonged on that field a lot more than some other teams have with the Ravens over recent years. Was there a sense, you know, whether it's friends or if you check in on any of the local sports talk up there, following the Ravens beating Washington last weekend, that there was kind of like a, hey, respect to that team? Or was it like, they want to be on our level, but they ain't there yet?
No, I think there's a reality that that was a legitimate heavyweight fight that felt like a playoff game, had similar attributes to it. And I think the biggest takeaway, but it was also the dominant storyline heading into the game, was Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson being on the field together and just thinking, wow, if we could watch this for another 10 years, I mean, Lamar's a little farther along, obviously, than Jaden, but doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. That to me, kind of was the takeaway. You know this, Craig. I think it's what makes the NFL, from a rivalry standpoint, a little challenging, even when you have the natural geographic rivals. They just don't play enough. I mean, the NFL is all about your division, and that's the rivalry. That's what leaves the town talking, both either out of a panic and on a negative end or a positive end after a Sunday.
Evan Washburn, CBS Sports, with us here on the Hoffman Show. So, speaking of Jaden, you've had the chance to talk to a lot of quarterbacks in these meetings over the years. Anything particularly stand out about this kid in general, and then especially when you rewind and go, wait, that came out of the mouth of a rookie?
He doesn't feel like a rookie. And I think this is what we're seeing this year with this rookie class, that the time in college and the journey in college really is impacting their transition to the NFL. They're still growing pains, and they could be around the corner for Jaden. You don't hope for it, but it's not always smooth sailing. But the fact that this young man, adult, was in college for 5 years, went through some things both on and off the field, and had to transfer, was doubted, and then built himself into a top five quarterback, he comes into the league and his eyes aren't wide. Now, he did mention that the guys are big, they're freakishly athletic. That is a transition. But from the maturity standpoint, it doesn't feel like any of this is too much for him.
Dan Quinn always talks about, you know, we got to learn lessons from every game, but especially he's emphasizing that, as you would expect, after losses. And talking to Jaden, was there anything that you picked up that he maybe learned from that Baltimore game, as that was the toughest challenge that he had faced yet?
The thing that stood out to me in our conversations, but also in just watching the team this week and the coverage from guys like yourself, they didn't like that whole narrative that, man, they hung around with Baltimore. This team, they're ready for this. Like, they wanted nothing to do with that. We didn't spend a lot of time, Craig, honestly, talking about the ball, because, as you know, in our world, we're all about Sunday. And yes, right, Baltimore is a part of the buildup, and it'll be part of the discussion woven into the game. But it's really about, like, who is this team right now? How did they get here? You're spending less time reacting. But I do feel like the Baltimore game, and Dan Quinn mentioned it, was important. They learned a lot from that game. So we'll see what it means come Sunday.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think, the thing is, like, what do you take from it moving forward? Obviously, for Cliff Kingsbury, he's going to want to run the football a little bit more this weekend. Getting Brian Robinson back, is he, like, that automatically, with no other changes, you know, it does change things. What was Cliff's emphasis, and what did he share that you can share with us about how he gets the offense, I think, back in a place where they're a little bit more comfortable? While Jaden was great as a thrower last weekend, they put a little bit more on his plate than I think they want to. How does Cliff find the right balance this weekend, and what did he share about that?
No, I think it's a good point. And to peel back the curtain some, from our side of things, we don't talk to the coordinators. Charles talks to the coordinators. We like give Charles that time to really dive into some of the minutiae of the football and allow it to impact his analysis of things. And then we come together as a group, and he'll pass along things. But, you know, and each production crew handles those things differently. But I think if I said this is what Cliff told us.
Okay, so Anthony, I'd like you to hang up on Evan, and we're going to call Charles now. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Evan's being very kind with his time. Evan Washburn is with us. And I guess everyone will just have to watch on Sunday if you're not going to be there. And you can get all the knowledge from Charles from the coordinator side. So when you talk to Dan, then, and I presume that you guys did get to talk, you and Ian, talk to him. And obviously you've been watching what he said this week. What sticks out about Dan maybe now versus when you guys had him in the past in Dallas as a coordinator? And if you ever had him back, especially the first time as a head coach when he was at Atlanta, circling back to this round as a head coach?
I love the way he approaches everything, and that's been going back to the Atlanta days, and didn't cross paths while he was in Dallas, but he's just so authentic and genuine, and he's obviously like a football guy and has a deep, deep passion for the game and defense and the scheme and team building and culture, but just the comfort of where he is in his career and what he's building. And like, this is, as you know, Craig, this is no easy task. And for Dan, for Adam Peters, for everybody that's signed up for this transition from what it was to what they're hoping it's going to be. And I think what struck me spending some time there today and then preparing for this game, that they're doing their best to acknowledge the past. And that's what makes this weekend cool. And the fact that Darryl Green's going to get his number retired that weekend, they're embracing that, but it also feels like they're just living in the moment of knowing, man, we just got to get better. We've got to stack days. I think, I can't remember who it was we were talking to today, but it was a healthy reminder. And I've lived this now long enough to feel it. We're going to laugh at some of the things we're talking about right now when it comes to the NFL. When we, if you and I were to get on this call again in December and relive some of our week 7 top storylines. And I think the people in that building that have been around this thing, and Dan is leading that group, know that they can't, there's no trophy for being the darling team of the first 6 weeks.
Yeah, no, the trophy, to an extent you get one, is a target on your back that everyone wants to knock you off, which is just exactly what every football coach wants in their team. I'm curious, Evan, as you've gone around the league and watched it evolve over the time that you've been doing this, you mentioned Dan and kind of the humility he has and the humaneness that he brings to the job. I know Kevin O'Connell and Sean McVay from their time here, for instance, and I would say the same about those guys. And, you know, they're very human people as opposed to kind of this old school gruff caricature of a football coach. Have you noticed the general, like, head coach personality change, and if so, how has that changed the league for better or for worse through us?
Yeah, I think like most things in society and business, things become cyclical, and you can look at it from a scheme standpoint, this offensive explosion. But then if you look at the numbers this year, at least through 6 weeks, it's been about defense and the less explosive plays. And are we seeing a return to the run game because they're exposing the fact that some of these defenses are so small because they've been built to defend the pass? Similarly, from a philosophical personality standpoint, the thing I always go back to when thinking about this topic, authenticity right now wins the day. So it's not that you've got to be the same level of cool or fun or gruff, or you got to be you, because players now, and I don't know how it's impacted. I don't spend enough time in college sports, but I do think there's a reality to what's happening in college sports and how it's going to impact continually the pro game. Players respond to coaches that, one, can make them better, and two, communicate while being authentically themselves. And so I think with the names that you've listed, whether it's Kevin O'Connell or Sean McVay or Dan Quinn, those guys, for better or worse, they're being them and they're comfortable. And I think players respond to that. And then they're also committed to improving everyone on their team individually, which in turn helps them win games. So I think authenticity is the in vogue thing, and I'm here for it, because I think the more that we could do that just in general support.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I mean, it's obviously on a human level, like people being themselves and the authenticity is great to interact with, but especially in the role that you have and the way that you do it, getting to tell those stories, I'm sure is a lot of fun these days. Evan will be on the call on the sideline on Sunday with Charles Davis and Ian Eagle on CBS, 4:05 kickoff, of course. Evan, hopefully I'll see you out there this Sunday, depending on where we're allowed to roam and where you're roaming, but hope to see you this Sunday, and thanks for your time here on the radio, my friend.
Yeah, you got it. Say hi to Charles for me.
I will. That's Evan Washburn, everybody, with us here on the Hoffman Show. When we get back, we'll follow up on that conversation with Evan before we go around the NFL at 5:30.